Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
is a special edition of Market View with me, Michelle Martin. Ryan Huang on leave. We begin this morning in the currency markets, where the Malaysian ringgit is trading at its weakest level since the Asian financial crisis of 1998. It is currently trading at around 4.779 to the US dollar. And most analysts believe it may slide past even 4.8 or even 4.85. So the ringgit's weakness, which is of course great for us going across the causeway and lousy for Malaysians travelling here, has prompted the country's central bank to say that it may intervene in the markets to stop the ringgit slide. The Malaysian currency has fallen about 8% against the US dollar over the past year. It has held up a bit more vis-a-vis the Sing dollar, although it has still depreciated more than 5%. The Singapore dollar is currently trading at around 3.5 to the ringgit. Now the ringgit is not the only Asian currency coming under pressure. In fact, it's not even the worst performer. Over the past week, the South Korean won, the Japanese yen, the Philippine peso, they've all fared worse vis-a-vis the greenback. Now, the greenback's strength is a combination of a couple of factors. Top of my list would be U.S. interest rates. There's currently a wide interest rate differential between the U.S. greenback and Southeast Asian countries. The dollar is also attracting support from investors looking for safe havens for their funds amid concerns about wars in the Ukraine and the Middle East, which we touched about. Yes, we touched on yesterday in a lot of detail. You want to check that show out. We're on Spotify. The playlist is Your Money. All right, next up, folks, let's turn to the U.S. where earnings season is underway. Banks are taking center stage. Goldman Sachs says it's netted more than $4 billion U.S. dollars during the first 3 months of the year. And that is nearly 30% higher than a year earlier. And it is the bank's best performance since 2021. What's fueling growth, you might be asking? Well, strong capital markets certainly have not hurt. Goldman's fixed income and equity trading both jumped by 10%, and investment banking fees surged by more than 30% thanks to deals like ExxonMobil's $60 billion U.S. dollar acquisition of Pioneer Natural Resources. Goldman Sachs was the lead advisor on that deal. Goldman Sachs also generated a lot of fees, nearly $700 million U.S. dollars from underwriting corporate issues, which have been taking place at a record pace. Investors are applauding Goldman Sachs' numbers. Shares of the investment bank jumped as much as 6%, I should say. Where are my eyes this morning? Shares of the investment bank jumped as much as 6% in intra-session trade and came close to testing its all-time high before closing up about 3%, around $400 a share. In other banking news, Charles Schwab says it has more than $9 trillion U.S. dollars in assets, up 20% in the first quarter from a year earlier. The brokerage's house earnings have come in just a notch above expectations at 74 cents a share. Investors bid up Charles Schwab's shares on the news. The stock closed up 1.7%. Let me turn to U.S. markets, where stocks initially traded higher on the back of those earning numbers, as well as hopes that tensions could be calming in the Middle East. A set of better-than-expected retail sales figures gave stocks a boost as well. It appears that higher prices are not stopping Americans from shopping. Retail sales in the U.S. jumped 0.7% in March. That's much stronger than expected. Soon it became a case of good news is bad for the stock markets, though. Investors began to fear that a strong economy hurts the prospects for easier interest rates. By the end of the trading session, the Nasdaq closed down 1.8%. The S&P 500 fell 1.2%. The Dow finished in the red as well. All right, let's turn to the world of electric vehicles now, where there are several interesting headlines, starting with Chinese EV battery giant CATL. Now, CATL has been facing stiff competition from smaller rivals and lost money all of last year. However, it appears to have turned things around. It netted $2 billion during the first 3 months of 2024. It's also receiving endorsements, you know, internationally, I should say. The ratings agency Moody's has upgraded CATL's credit ratings, noting that cattle has steady earnings, low debt, and a strong cash position. Morgan Stanley recommends going overweight on CATL shares. Shares of cattle are up 30% over the past 3 months. In other EV news, Tesla is planning a layoff, and this is expected to affect some 10% of its global workforce. In an internal memo, Elon Musk writes the company needs to cut costs and increase productivity. Now, investors often like cost-cutting measures, but not in this case. Tesla shares closed down more than 5% overnight and are losing further ground in after-hours trade. Time now for Up or Down. It is our daily game. We invite you to play along at home. I have four S's for you today: Samsung, Salesforce, SIA, and Sabana REIT. So let's start with Samsung. Do you think that South Korean, the giant Samsung, do you think it's an up or a down? Well, think about it. Samsung is the latest company that will receive a big chunk of money from the U.S. government. Yeah. The Biden administration has approved nearly $6.5 billion worth of grants for Samsung. The money will help fund a new semiconductor chip manufacturing hub in Texas, as well as expand an existing site there. Samsung is now planning to invest $45 billion in Texas, up from the $17 billion it announced 2 years ago. I'd say this is an up for Samsung as well as for the U.S. state of Texas. Samsung shares, by the way, are up 22% over the past year. Next up, let's look at Salesforce. The software company is reportedly planning to buy the AI cloud data company Informatica. Now, if this $10 billion deal goes through, this will be Salesforce's largest acquisition since it bought Slack back in 2021. Mm-mm. So what do you think? Will this be an up? Will this be a down for Salesforce? Well, investors are skeptical. Salesforce shares fell more than 7% overnight. Analysts questioning whether buying Informatica will actually help Salesforce's earnings. So that's a down today for Salesforce. How you doing? Are you two for two? I hope so. Our next S this morning is Singapore Airlines. Up or down? Pretty easy, I think, to make a intuitive guess on this one. Not only are people traveling more, it appears that businesses and individuals are sending more shipments as well. SIA says it carried more than 3 million passengers in March, 20% higher than a year earlier, and its cargo loads jumped to their highest level in about a year. Both pieces of news are an up for Singapore's flag carrier. And finally, I have for you Sabana REIT. Now, Sabana REIT's occupancy levels have fallen to just 83%, which is low for a REIT. On top of that, a lot of staff are leaving the company as it prepares to internalize its management. Change is hard. Change needs to be managed, right? So rough days ahead for Sabana. I'm going to give it a down. All right, let's check in on local markets. Now, the Straits Times Index finished lower in line with most other Asian markets yesterday. The STI fell a little bit more than 1% to 31.81. Cetrium, the worst performing blue chip, it fell 3.6%. It's now down more than 30% since the beginning of the year. Only a handful of STI constituents gained ground during yesterday's session. Jardine Cycling Carriage, the best performer, rising 0.7%. All right, let's take a look at the clock. We are 15 minutes into the local trading day. Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Let's check in on the STI for you. Currently, Singapore stocks trading down 0.26%. 3,175.36 is where the index is at. And my last word today goes out to McDonald's. The fast food chain is facing a real challenge in the state of California, where the minimum wage has been boosted to at least $20. So just how is Max coping? It is reintroducing bagels. Bagels are back in a big way at Max. Yeah, this comes with egg and cheese, a bit of bacon, sausage, steak, no meat also if you want. I wonder if Max will bring this to Singapore. I for sure would welcome a bagel in the morning.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.